Word Jam.
Here we are in the vaults of Sumi Records, and I think I'll pull out a bunch of old dusty instrumentals. Here's one by the Imposters called Wipe In.
Wipe in. Wipe in.
Was actually recorded in Las Cruces, New Mexico at Steve Krosno's studio. The Imposters featured a guitar player named Chuck Tellahaney, and on the flip side, we feature him in a song called Tulsa. In 1965, Sumi Records put out its first instrumental, which was called Ghost Rider 65. It was actually done by a group from Seattle, Washington, called the Scavengers. Come to the end of a set, you've got to come up with a break song. And probably the most popular break song in El Paso in the early 60s was called Hold It. Here's Sonny Farlow's version.
Hold it.
was actually recorded in the basement of Sumi Studios. Here's another instrumental that was recorded there by the Sherwoods called Podunk. The best recording studio in El Paso at the time was Bobby Fuller's studio. So the Sherwoods went out there and recorded an instrumental single. Here's the B-side called Blackout. B-side was called Tickler, and it got some airplay, and it became our first chart record. 37.